Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay in Sarasota, Florida. Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night Axel Me Training Call series. We're glad you're with us tonight. It's going to be a powerhouse call because of our powerhouse speakers, and they're going to be talking about an amazing topic that's so important to your business, and that's guarding your life, guarding your attitude with your life. Well, you need to guard your life as well, but tonight's call is about guarding your attitude. You're going to guard your attitude with your life. You're going to find out what that means and why you need to take advantage of that important concept in order to help your business flourish in this very exciting time as the business is literally exploding. Tonight you're going to hear from two powerhouse women entrepreneurs, Giselle Sexsmith and Cindy DeMay. Let me share a little bit about each one's background because it's impressive, absolutely, and you need to know a little bit about where they're coming from. Certainly need to know about their experience because it gives you a good understanding as to how they can share so many great tips and facets and features of the business with us tonight. Now, Giselle Sexsmith is a 33-year veteran with this business. Giselle and her husband, John, well, they started their business with a very clear vision, definite goals, and an attitude that they could achieve anything that their minds conceived. Giselle is recognized around the world as one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the networking industry, and she's a leader, mentor, coach, and a friend to so many. And she's also the co-author of Networking, The Natural Extension of You, which you can find at iTunes and Amazon as well. And Giselle has earned well in excess of $20 million with her Nu Skin business. Giselle's going to join us momentarily, but let me share a little bit about Cindy's background. Cindy DeMay, my beautiful bride, is a 29-year veteran with this business. She started her business as a single mother. She was the owner of a chain of spas, and she was a skin care specialist. Now, she's very happy to say that she became hooked on the products and then quickly realized that she could give her young daughter literally a fairy tale lifestyle thanks to the significant business opportunity that was attached to those amazing products. Cindy's a Nourish the Children ambassador, a $5 million earner with his business, and an inspiration to countless people across the globe. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to bring on board, and it's a real treat to share with all of our audience members tonight two incredible women, Cindy DeMay and Giselle Sexsmith. First to Cindy. Welcome, Cindy.
Hey, Dan. Thank you for that nice introduction. Oh, goodness. I tell you, to follow Giselle would be, like, pretty hard.
Well, the introduction was well-deserved. I know that you, Cindy, and I've known you for many, many years, of course, and you're my wife, and I know that one of the features and the facets that you have in your personality is that you have one of the most positive attitudes in the world, and that has served you very, very well in this business. So I hope you can share with our audience tonight a little bit of why that is such an important feature and why it's been so successful for you as you've built an amazing empire with your Nu Skin business. So first of all, why is attitude so important in this business? Why is it important to you?
Well, your attitude is everything. Well, first of all, I think the business that you're in is your number one priority because, you know, you can have the best attitude in the world, but if you're in the wrong vehicle, of course, you know, your attitude is not going to always serve you well, but it's not going to serve you well if you're not in the right vehicle. When I was prospected and introduced to this business many, many years ago, I was prospected by someone that came into the spa. And the interesting thing was is I took a self-inventory, and I looked at my life and where I was, and I looked at where I would be 5-10 years down the road, and I didn't really like that picture. And I decided to join this family, and I never have regretted it ever. But one of the things that most of you that are on this call know me pretty well, and I do have a positive attitude, and I try to keep a positive attitude about everything. But I think the only negative thing about me is my blood type. So the bottom line is that my why was probably the most important thing to me. My daughter was everything to me, and when I started the business, she was 8 years old, and now she's 38. And it's amazing to me that the lifestyle that I've been able to create has been it's been short of miraculous. And when I think back about how I started and, you know, why I did this business, I really had a great mentor. And I encourage every single person on this call to find someone that's walked before you or that has experienced this business so that you can work with someone that is a mentor and a great friend. And one of the things that I love about this business is that I can remember the day that I became an executive. And I remember the red light I was sitting at, and I got a phone call from Giselle Sexsmith. And you know how Giselle is. She's like screaming in the phone, "You hot molecule." She's so funny. And I have always mimicked myself kind of after her because she was a woman that I looked up to so much. And her mannerisms and the things that she did and how she taught and how she reacted to the things when I would call her on the phone, I'd be so unhappy about something that maybe, you know, was going on. And she was always a person that was a sounding board. And it was like I felt like Mary Poppins. And I felt like I was just going to fly away. And between Dan and Giselle, they kept me grounded. So my why was probably the most important thing. And then the second thing that was most important to me was leading by example. I learned early on in the business that if you're not doing it, they're not going to do it. And you can't ask somebody to do something that you don't do. So I always tried my best to lead by example, and because I wanted people to understand what they should do. And people want to, you know, align themselves with someone that they feel comfortable with and that they feel like they'll take them where they need to go. So I've always tried to stay focused, and even in the tough times. I can remember when I first started the business, I could really turn this into, you guys would be belly laughing because some of the things that went on in my life in the beginning was just unbelievable. I mean, I didn't even have a driver's license. I got too many speeding tickets. And so I was able to get people to go to the meeting because they had to come pick me up. So it was an interesting concept the way things rolled out. But I really believe that God had his hand in this whole thing. I know that, I didn't really join a business. I really joined a family. And I joined someone and a group of people that I felt that could take me where I wanted to go. And I always said to myself, if I could do just a little smidgen of what Giselle and John had been able to do when I met them, I said, you know, it'd be worth it to me if it's legal and it's honest and I'm not going to be in jail. I'll stand on my head if that's what it takes because I want what they have. So that was to me a very something that was very important at the time.
So then let me ask you, your attitude is positive. There's no question about it. It exudes from your tone and from the content of your discussion and all that kind of great stuff. But let me ask you, in your view, if you encounter someone who maybe doesn't have such a positive attitude, such a great attitude like you do, do you think people are able to learn habits and traits to turn the attitude around and make it positive, make it something that they can work with?
Absolutely. You know, it all stems back to what it is that you really want. And I think that everyone should establish that with each person that raises their hand. You know, it's our job as professionals to find out where a person really wants to participate, if anywhere. And now that social media has come onto the forefront, I mean, for me, that's been a very difficult process because obviously I wasn't born in that era. I mean, you know, people are playing on their phones when they're 2 years old. I was playing with my Barbie dolls. So I didn't really, you know, this was something that, you know, I didn't really know how to move forward with this now. So now with the new social media, it's just becoming so exciting that it's I can't even begin to get into it right on this call.
So would you say that before you can really move forward with your goals in this business, obviously first you have to establish your why, your WHY, you have to establish that very clear goal as to why you want to be successful. But would you say, Cindy, that before you can really be on your road to success, you have to hone and improve your attitude if it needs improving such that you can focus on those goals in a big way?
Absolutely. Well, you know, whenever you establish it with someone and they sort of get off track, one of the things that I find that's pretty much across the board is people get distracted very easily. And, you know, how to get them back on track is to, you know, go back to the original reason why they got in the business to begin with. I mean, for me, I couldn't stand it not being able to give my daughter what I felt like she deserved. And I didn't see another way of doing that. So I kept, you know, coming back to when I would get, you know, maybe discouraged, things weren't going exactly like I had wanted them to. But honestly, I feel like this whole business, from the first day I got involved, I have always been excited. I mean, literally, I have never had many days that I was down. I have never ever thought about quitting, and I have never ever been so discouraged. You know, I may get disappointed with people, because that is one of the things that I find more than that's the most disheartening thing, is that you can see you know, something in somebody that they don't see in themselves, and you know, and then they don't really act on it, and that's really hard for me. So, you know, I hope that answers your question, Dan.
It does. Let's kind of, we've established very well, by the way, why having a great attitude is so important in the business. And you've shared with us as well that it's your belief that you can improve the attitude. If you don't have a great attitude yet, you can certainly work on that, and that can be part of your self-improvement, and you can develop the positive attitude that you need. But let's talk about, once you get that attitude, that fantastic attitude, you're focused on your goal, you've developed a very serious why you want to be successful in this business. Let's talk about how to guard that great attitude. I bet there are some things that you can think of, Cindy, and share with us tonight about things that you can do, some very proactive things that you can do to guard your attitude. What are some of those examples?
Well, one of the things that I got in this business for was not to really, I didn't really understand how to build a business. I was in the service industry, and the thing that got my attention more than anything was the quality in the product. I was so astounded by the ingredients, and I couldn't understand how all these quality ingredients could be in one product and how it could really be affordable, and I was really excited about that. So I've always been a product of the product. I don't think there's anything that I haven't used. Of course, I have my favorite products, but being a product of the product helps with building your belief level. And knowing that you have a product line that you can't buy anywhere else is very important to me, because I wouldn't want to be with a company that you could buy the same thing down the street, because we wouldn't have a competitive edge. So the products to me was the most important, was one of the things that got my attention. The second thing that I would probably go and would be important to me was to stay connected with the people that are above you. You know, you may not, you know, as you get involved in the business, and you'll find your favorite people, you know, people that you feel like are people that, you know, you kind of connect with and you can sit and talk with and feel comfortable with. So being able to connect with somebody and stay connected with your upline is very important. And then engaging with successful people that are maybe not part of your business. We call those crossline people. I know that, you know, going to Utah, you know, going to impending events, which we'll be leaving to go to Utah April 18th to go out for several days to go and, you know, obviously to learn. But one of the greatest things about doing those types of things is you're able to, basically, you're developing relationships with people. And some of the challenges are something that you may not feel like the pieces of the puzzle are kind of fitting. You go to those types of things and you walk away with so many things that you didn't walk in with. I love it when John used to always say, I love this when people say, well, I'll go to those types of things whenever I make money. Well, you know, that's kind of getting the cart before the horse. I mean, it's just really not possible, because honestly, your education is probably the most valuable thing that you'll ever do in this business. You know, being coachable and giving yourself time to understand the events and the steps that you need to take to move yourself forward. So, you know, in committing to reading to positive, you know, information. I mean, I know John was an avid reader, and I, you know, honestly, I have to be honest, I have had ADD my whole life. So, you know, I have to listen to these calls from other people several times to really grasp and what the information. And one of the things that I always did is I always took a piece of paper, and I would just, like, remember the things that I felt like I could walk away with and use on a daily basis. So these are the types of things that, you know, that were important to me. And I think that that's truly why a person will become successful, because they put those types of things first. I love these calls on Thursday night. I've never missed a call, and I've never missed anything ever since the day I got involved. And because I enjoy it. I love listening to the speakers. I love the information. And it might be that that it's been said several different times, but you know, it's amazing how if you have children, I look at this business, and Giselle has taught me that this business was like raising children. And I've looked at, how when your children go off from home and they come back and they say, wow, your children were so behaved. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe I'm missing something here, because they don't act like that when they're home, but that's the same thing. And you can say the same thing to somebody over and over and over, but if they hear it from somebody else, it makes all the difference in the world. So there's something about the tone or something that they've heard that really makes a difference, so they understand it better, if that makes sense, Dan.
It does. By the way, for our audience, you've mentioned that you're going to Provo. Of course, that's in April. It's April 18. There's a leadership conference the company is sponsoring that is going to be a relatively intimate event, but it's close to selling out. We heard on the call today, there was a leadership call that the company hosted for Blue Diamonds and Team Elite executives, that event is very close to selling out. And if you have any inkling to improve your education, learn about your capital partner, see what the company is all about, get some hands-on experience with your capital partner, New Skin Enterprises, by all means, you'll want to go to that April event, because there's only, I think, 500 seats left. So check with your account manager, your upline leadership team, whomever that you need to talk to get your reservation to get out there, because that is going to be an amazing event, to be sure. And you're going to compress into just 2 or 3 days what probably otherwise take you weeks, if not months, to learn and to experience. So by all means, get to Provo, because it will be an amazing experience to help build that positive attitude and to guard the attitude. So, in addition to doing positive things, proactive things, Cindy, to guard your attitude, I would imagine there are a few things you would come to mind that you should try to avoid to keep that attitude in the right possible spot. What would you say about that?
Well, one of the things that I've always done is I don't want to be around negative people and unpleasant people. I was taught early in the business that, don't sponsor negative people, because, they'll end up causing you lots of pain. And, no matter how, if they've got if they're negative, you should stay away from them. I love, now that I've become a little more savvy on Facebook, I love the fact that if somebody's negative, it feels so good to be able to hit that unfriend button and block them, because I don't have time for negative stuff. I don't even want to know, be around those types of people. I try to my best to listen to positive information. I try to fill my brain with positive things. I've turned my car into a university. I mean, today, if I can talk about this without bursting into tears, I have on my in my vehicle, I have it downloaded, John and Giselle's training, The Natural Extension of You. And I love the fact that every single time I listen to him and to her, it's amazing to me that it never changes. I mean, it's the same information over and over and over. So I try my best to be on the calls, listen to the calls, be at the meetings. I do everything I can so that I am able to convey the information in the way that I can convey it. So I try not to, I try to stay away from all that negative news, negative music. I mean, in videos, I just really, just try to stay away from negative things, period.
Cindy, there was a great founding distributor in the business. Her name was Kay Smith, Blue Diamond executive, just a phenomenal trainer, a phenomenal leader, mentor, and coach. Very, very good friend to John and Giselle, good friend to all of us as well who were in the business years ago. And Kay had a training technique that I thought was very effective. I'd like to get your take on this. She called it kind of a Ben Franklin close, where you would take out a piece of paper, you draw a line down the middle, you have two columns, left column and right column, and in each column on the left, you would put a list of positive influences in your life, like are the people in your life positive? Are the books that you read positive? Are the songs that you listen to positive? Are the activities that you engage in positive? And then on the right-hand side of that page, you would list all the negative things that are in your life. Maybe there are some people in your life who are negative. Sometimes family members are negative. You really can't do much about that. But maybe your boss is negative. Maybe some aspects of your job are negative. And she would ask us to list each attribute, positive or negative, put it in the appropriate column, and at the bottom, tally up the totals on the left and the right. And she always said that depending upon whether you had more positives or more negatives in your life, that was going to dictate how you would behave. But the good thing was you could change that equation if it needed to be changed. Did you get that kind of a sense from Kay's training that I did? And do you think it still applies today in terms of how to manage your attitude so that it's guarded with your life?
Absolutely. You know, I love Kay's. She used to say, whenever she would hear something that she didn't really want to hear, she'd go, cancel. You know, so it was an interesting concept, and it really worked because, you know, I feel like if you are around negative information, it's going to turn you into, you know, to a negative person. And I feel like if there's a statistic that says that you will become like the most, the four or five people that you hang around the most. So I try to make sure that those people are the people that I feel like will take me where I want to go, that I love and respect, and that I want to be more like. So, I mean, I look back in my life and I think of the person that did, that really had an impact on me, and that would have been my mom's sister. I mean, I never knew anybody, even to this day, that was more put together and more organized than she was. And I spent a lot of time with her. So every single day of my life, it's amazing how I've taken what she taught me as a young girl and I implement it, and I'm doing it today. One of the things I'm praying is that my children and my daughter and her children will walk away with just a little small bit of it. You know, I'll be happy about it. They think I'm a little over the top, but that's okay.
Well, no, because it's evident that your attitude is positive, and that does rub off on people who are around you. There's no question about it. I remember saying that yet another founder in the business, Mark Tirinelli, used to say, and he said, look, if you're on fire, people are going to come from miles to watch you burn. In other words, if you've got enthusiasm and a positive attitude, people want to be around that. That's a magnet for a lot of positive energy, as opposed to negativity, which tends to work in the reverse. It tends to force people away, push people away. So let's talk about some other reasons, maybe, Cindy, as we kind of wind the call down. I don't see that Giselle's made it on. I know she had another commitment. She's going to try her hardest to get with us tonight, but she might not be able to make it. And that's fine. You've done a great job, and we're really thrilled to have you spend some of your time with us and share some thoughts. But I want to talk a little bit more about why today, as we sit here today, it's so important to really guard your attitude. There are some things that are happening in the business. There are some things that are happening outside in the economic world that are really shaping the future for the next several weeks, months, and years of the business for those who are willing to work. And I want to hear your thoughts about why today, more than ever before, it's so important to guard your attitude with your life.
Well, we're expecting significant growth due to the high demands of the gig economy, the rise of social media and social selling. I mean, this will be for another call, and I honestly can say that, you know, that the new Velocity program I'm so excited about. The thing that's more important to me is that for brand new people that are just getting into business, and for those of us that's been around for a while, I mean, the way that the company is going to reward us is just next to astounding. I just sat today listening to the call from the company on the Blue Diamond call, and my jaw was just on the ground. I still can't get over, even after all these years, that I wake up every single day as excited as the day I got involved. And I don't think many people can say that about their lives. And I really think that, you know, with the new products, the new devices, the opportunity has never been so big. And it's so much, I want to say that right now that we have such a huge and bright future with this company. And even for a person that was playing with Barbie dolls and now is, you know, becoming very savvy, and Leslie's on the line tonight, and I can say that she and I have these deep conversations about, you know, she's much, you know, doing much more savvy than I am, actually. But I feel like now is the best time for brand new people to get involved because there's just so much to talk about, so much to look forward to, so much opportunity out there. They're just, you know, the pay me now button and the social selling products that are, you know, that are under $40 and the lineup of all of that. I mean, it's just amazing to me what we have to look forward to. And I'm excited about going to Utah because all those pieces of the puzzle, that there's some dots that I hadn't been able to really connect, but there's most of them I'm like 90% of the way there. Of course, you're green and growing. You're always learning. And I feel like, you know, that's the way, you know, when I never feel like I know everything, of course, but, you know, not until the day I die, then I'll feel like I've learned as much as I could. But I'm excited about going to Utah because I feel like for the first time, I'm back as a student again. I mean, it's like I felt like I understood it, and I learned to do it the old-fashioned way, but now it's like I'm learning to do it the new way, the wave of the future, and I just am so excited about it.
Well, I'm excited too, Cindy. This call that we heard today from the home office, I think, was really amazing in so many respects. We can't get into velocity too much tonight. We heard from Matt Hall, by the way, general manager of NewSkin USA, last week, and you can check that out at the Axel Me Facebook page. And Matt talked a little bit about Velocity and why it's so exciting and promising. By the way, for the very, very new people, Velocity is the new name for the company's compensation plan, and it's got major, major ground-shifting changes that are coming to bear, and it's going to be launched here in the U.S. on June 1st. But we're here, and by the way, it's been kind of previewed on a limited basis in Southeast Asia since December of this past year. So it's only been going for a couple months there, but the results so far are amazing. Just to share with you a couple stats about why it's so important to guard your attitude, because this is what we can look forward to. Just in Southeast Asia, as they have been experiencing this brand new Velocity program since December, sponsoring has been up 40% year over year. New signups in December were up 66%. New signups in January were up 90% year over year. That's an 80% increase in those 2 months compared to last year. Customer increase 25% year over year. Things are really taking shape with this Velocity plan. Nearly $700,000 has been paid out in just one of the several types of bonuses in this new plan called the sharing bonus since it was launched in December. This is going to be an enormous benefit to those who are willing to work and willing to take advantage of all that we have available to us now. So there are plenty of reasons to be focused on guarding your attitude with your life. There's no question about it. Cindy, any final thoughts before we wind up the call? And as I mentioned a moment ago, Giselle Sexsmith had been planning to be with us, but she did get tied up, and I apologize for that, but I know she'll be back very, very soon, very often as well. But I wanted to get your final thoughts before we close the call tonight.
Well, I all I can say is that, you know, now is the time for you to roll your sleeves up and carve out the time that you need to put forth the effort that you need to put to get this business started. One of the things that we're going to do in the future is we're going to talk about time management skills. You know, one of the things that is very hard for people today is they have such busy lives. And one of the things that I want to share is that, you know, how to fill your calendar, how to take 24 hours, and how to make the best use of that time. So, you know, these calls, I just want everybody to know that we are looking forward to sharing with you the things that worked, the things that hadn't worked, the things that you want to, you know, focus on, where to put the gas on, where to let it off. I mean, as a brand new person, and there's so many new people on the call tonight, you know, being able to have somebody that's walked before you that can share these types of things with you is so critical in our business. So I just am looking forward for the future. I'm loving each day, love each and every one of you very much, and let's just get it done.
Absolutely. Cindy DeMay, Blue Diamond Executive, guard your attitude with your life. Wow, what a great call. Can't thank you enough. Thanks to all of our listeners. You know, we're going to be back next Thursday, March 8th, 8 p.m. New York time, same number. Check us out on the Axel Me Facebook page, also axelme.com. This podcast will be posted in the next few hours on the Facebook site. Go share it with all of your team members. They need to guard their attitudes with their lives so that they can profit from what's coming with this business. So many exciting things coming down the road. So thanks again, Cindy DeMay. Thanks to all the listeners. We'll talk with everyone very, very soon. Good night, everyone.